the Tostitos, the Doritos. Oh, wait, no, the Cheez-Its.
Or Cheez-It, yeah. Not Tostito. What am I saying?
The Cheez-It. They put a big Cheez-It in, like, the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Or can't you just get a Cheez-It with, like, the stuff on it?
Yes, they have one that's, like, the little Mexican pizza. Or, you know...
Yeah, Grippy ordered that to Mike's birthday.
Oh, he did.
And I ate one. But I thought it was... It kind of ruins the Cheez-It because it makes it so soggy.
I kind of like the Cheez-It because it makes it seem like something you whipped up, like, at home. Like, you were really stoned. And you were like...
My prison meal.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, you know what would be so good on this? Some Cheez-Its. Do you think big Cheez-Its taste better than regular Cheez-Its?
Well, first of all, Cheez-Its is one of my favorite snacks. Like, I love a Cheez-It. I think the small ones are better. I love the saltiness of them. I like getting big handfuls.
They're too sharp tasting for me. I don't like a
Cheez-It. Are you getting cheddar sharp? Is that why?
Is that...
Sharp cheddar?
So white that a Cheez-It is like spicy for him. Oh, it's a little too...
there's something... Like, I love a Dorito. I like a Cheez-It snapped. Have you had a Cheez-It snapped?
No.
You haven't?
What's a snapped Cheez-It?
Cheez-It snapped. Hopefully they're still available. It's like a puffed Cheez-It. Like...
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, but they're coated in so many different flavors.
I just like the salt.
Is the oversized one for Taco Bell, like, available for purchase, or is Cheez-It making specific giant ones just for Taco Bell?
I think just for Taco Bell.
Yeah, big giant ones just for Taco Bell. And you can go in and just ask for the big Cheez-It, which we did.
Yep, 89 cents. That's so funny.
Like, it was nice and fluffy and great and good, and I was here for it.
I thought they came out with some weird-ass stuff. They had, like, a whole panel, and people were like, they're coming out with this, and it made no sense. Not made no sense, but it was just something
items
wild.
We don't need kind of a thing?
No, it was, like, stuff that I thought they were going to put on the menu, but... I can't remember them now, and I don't think they ever actually came out, but they were just, like, crazy items.
Would you ever want to go to the Taco Bell, like, kitchen, like, the test kitchen?
The taste lab.
Oh, of course. I love Mexican food.
Well, come with Joe and I, because, like,
Oh, are you going?
Well, he has been before and is in contact with them, and yeah. I'm like, I would love to go.
That'd be fun, yeah. I love Taco Bell. I go to Taco Bell probably twice a week.
No, you don't.
Yes, I get Taco Bell probably twice a week.
Still?
So Nolan is on such a health kick. He eats the same thing like every day, and I'm definitely not on a health kick, and so I'm on my own. I'm eating prison meals, I feel like, every day. Like, I literally hate cooking, and I really want to get better at it, and I know I should know how to do it. But, like, even today, I was like, I just have no patience for it. And I was like, what do I want? I was like, I know we have strawberries. I know we have cucumbers. I know we have bread, and we have yogurt. What the fuck can I make? I typed into ChatGPT. I literally made a strawberry yogurt spread on toast with, like, a cucumber little salad.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And were you proud of that? Like, what do you
kinda,
not,
I was
do you
like,
not
oh.
like the process of cooking, or do you not like the cleanup? Or are you scared something's going to go wrong?
No, I don't mind the cleanup. I think I just wait till I'm so hungry to think about eating that, yeah. like, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to Taco Bell. Like, that's literally pretty much what happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I also don't understand, this is really dumb of me, but, like, when people are like, can you cook? I'm like, well, cook what? Like, put a recipe, like, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends. I don't know the terms very well.
I've been getting
but...
so much better at cooking. I'm actually very proud of myself.
Would you ever take a cooking class?
I actually have a gift card for a cooking class that my parents gave.
Give it to me.
We got it at Eataly. You know what Eataly? Yeah, yeah. It's like a restaurant, but they also do cooking classes.
Yeah, that's where my ancestors
classes.
Are from. Yeah. Oh, Eataly, sorry.
Yeah. I want to take a cooking class, but I don't want to do the whole, like, homemade spaghetti thing, which, like,
oh,
sounds
that's all, yeah that's
but I'm like okay. I'm not gonna be making homemade yeah. spaghetti
yeah
but it's so easy. It's literally just flour and water, and you run it through the machine, and then you have, like, the freshest pasta of all time.
But don't you gotta, like, get the starch and the dough, and, like, that
kinda.
Has to set for a while
dough. You're making dough.
It's not bad. My dad makes dough a lot. He makes a lot of dough. He makes dough because he does his own pizzas, so he'll make the dough, like, the night before, and it's not
does he have a starter?
Yeah.
Where do you get starter?
You gotta go to a bakery.
And they sell yeah. starter.
I think they give it to you.
It's just like yeast and some other shit. I don't
know. But it's a living organism, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys do any bread baking during quarantine?
No, I
definitely didn't get into that.
That was quite a
Did
trend
you?
For a little
Where was everyone no. getting the start? They were getting the starters from local bakeries?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it like a drug deal? Like it's
yeah, black market. You have to
Dark but I understand web. It's like some, but is the starter made? Can other people make a starter?
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
just buy a starter.
No, you can, I think you can buy things separately. Like, you can go buy yeast, and then you can buy the, well, I don't know what's in it. I have no yeah. fucking idea. But I've seen, like, some girl on Instagram, like, story her mom making bread, and she had, like, all these ingredients in, like, Ziploc bags everywhere, because she's, like, always making bread and stuff, so.
Yeah, Jackie on the Toast is always making
oh,
bread.
Oh, yeah, she is, yeah.
Maybe I will. I'm just never craving bread. I hate bread.
Yeah, what's your deal with bread and bagels?
I feel like it really slows me down. It makes me tired.
Yeah, that's it's carby. It's true.
Like, I don't know why people just have toast in the morning or bagels.
Yeah, oh, so yeah, I can't do that.
No.
So I think about when I would have, like, 2 pieces of French toast in the morning, which is, like, delicious, and I would have it occasionally now, but it's like, I just ate 2 pieces of bread and, like, sugar.
Cover it with sugar and syrup.
Butter.
And
butter.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love French toast.
Oh, me too. But it never fills me up.
I used to make it, like, as a kid, too, and when you figured out, like, how to make French toast, it's such a rush where you're like, oh, it's just, like, egg batter with
bread.
Oh, I
hope I get there one day.
Oh, yeah, and then you get some cornflakes on it, too.
Ooh.
Have you ever been so hungry that you,
yes.
You,
yeah. I have, yeah.
Where you kind of just gave up on eating because you're like, I can't even decide what I want to eat, so I'm just going to go to sleep.
I like can't because I get an insane headache. I have a specific headache when I'm hungry, and I usually, if I'm that hungry before bed, I'll eat peanut butter or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get some calories?
It sounds like, I don't want to, like, trigger anyone. It sounds like I have, like, I don't have, like, an eating disorder. I swear it's my anxiety. It's really hard for me to, like, eat some a lot of times,
and
like
then my commit stomach, to eating the whole thing.
Yes,
like, I love, like, I'm very, yes, like, taste ADD, where I'm just like, I just want a sip of that pickle,
yes,
juice, and then I want to scoop of the peanut butter.
Yes,
because then it's just, I don't want the whole thing.
I know, and like I'll be starving, and I'll, like, look in the fridge, and I'm like, I don't want to make a pizza because that's, like, way too, like, heavy. And I'm like, I don't know what else, an apple. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where it's bad, and I need to start learning how to at least know how to put things together a little bit, at least. I don't know.
Oh, we haven't even done the intro. Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King, with my co-host here, Mike Sheffer, and one of my other co-hosts from another podcast, Good Influences, the one and only Carly Incontro. Thank you for joining us, Carly.
Of course. Feels like we're doing Good Influences a little bit.
It really does.
But it's also, like, a little, no pressure on me.
Yeah, I think, the most different because I'm on the other side, and
yeah.
I feel like my brain operates completely differently when I'm on this side of the studio. Because this is my hoot and a half side.
Physically sitting
I'm physically on the other side. You're always on this side. You're always on that side.
Yeah.
This feels like it influences to you guys?
No, it doesn't really. It just being here and, like, with you guys, but.
What were you going to say before about Ubering?
Oh,
home?
Okay. So when we did our 100th episode last week. I don't know when this comes out, but, like, on Friday, we got drunk, did our 100th episode of Good Influences. And I, like, don't really remember. Like, I do remember, but I don't. And, Mike, we were kind of trying to talk about this, getting home.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Obviously, we Ubered. We did Uber. And I remember we all went into the same Uber. I don't remember dropping you off.
Same. I don't remember getting home.
Did it ever happen?
Wait, I thought you were in a separate. Oh, wait. Aaron,
no, Aaron went
into
the Uber.
Aaron went somewhere else.
She got the big SUV.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Oh, and then the three of us were scrunched in the back.
I remember dropping you off.
And then you came over for a while.
And then I came over to your place because I had no plans and I was hungry and you guys were making a pizza.
Oh, yeah. We were making a pizza, see?
And I just wanted to catch up with Nolan.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of don't remember. I never, even when I drink, I can remember the night, but I never remember my rides home. Actually, I remember kind of both of my rides that day. I was pretty chatty in Ubers that day.
On the day we did it?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't remember. I feel like maybe I was just zoned out on my phone or something. But I kept trying. It's weird when you not black out, obviously.
Yeah,
but just
play
like
Sherlock. You're like, how did I
get there last night? What the fuck? That's so weird. And I couldn't remember, like, where I put my clothes that I had packed and stuff. I don't know. It was a whole thing.
Are you chatty with Uber drivers?
Not really.
Do you do the request silent ride?
No, I feel mean doing that. Do you?
I
forget to do that.
Every time I don't, I regret it. And I do feel kind of mean sometimes if I'm doing it, but
yeah,
I'm like,
I feel rude.
I also, like, always just have big headphones on, and even with the big headphones on, they're still trying to talk to me about stuff, and I'm just like,
I feel like that is a big, like, no.
You pull the move where you go, sorry, I'm listening to something for
work. I usually say, sorry, I have to listen to a medical lecture for work. And they go, sure.
A medical lecture.
You go, sounds like TikTok back there.
Didn't even know.
Well, just, like, for an airport where it's, like, an hour.
Oh,
that's
God.
Like the last thing I want to do is have a chatty conversation. Oh, so how long are you in town? Where are you going? Business or I'm just like,
do you say what you do at all? If
I feel like that hasn't happened in so long.
Yeah.
I really don't. It happened so much, like, pre-pandemic, but I don't know. Do you? What do you say?
I always tell myself I'm going to lie and just say I work in social media. Keep
yeah.
it like it's boring, but usually I end up going, yeah, well, I do podcasts.
They're
like, what podcast? Let me pull it up. I'm
every time.
No.
I'm like, I'll start a podcast. I'll start a YouTube channel. I'm like, okay, cool. <I'm>
like, okay. We're not doing it.
Yeah, we're not doing it. I think I just realized, too, speaking of an hour to the airport, I think that's why I don't travel that much is because I fucking hate that schlep.
The schlep to the airport?
The schlep to the airport and back. Like, turns me off of traveling.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's just getting there.
Like, it's just get like I'm going to Omaha tomorrow, and I specifically wanted to fly to Burbank, and the only way possible was for a connecting flight, and I'm like middle seat the whole time. Don't care, flying out of Burbank.
You'd rather
fine.
Fly out of Burbank and have a layover than drive to LAX and go direct.
Depends on what part of the trip, but yes, right how, now I'm happy about it.
How long is the layover?
Like 40 minutes, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
No, like I like those.
40 minute layover, I'm not booking.
They're a little sketchy.
Unless I have a, unless I have a carry-on bag.
That's what I have. I don't have.
Wait, why are you going to Omaha?
For like a whole family thing.
Like but a whole. Your parents live in Vegas.
But they're going too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. A family thing. Was this a reunion or?
They kind of. I mean, not really. They just, my uncle has like a cabin out there now. So I guess every year they do that. I just didn't go last year.
Cool.
That's kind of like you and your family going to the lake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And is Nolan coming?
No.
No.
He wasn't invited.
Yeah, he. I was like, you can't come.
They said, leave that
he was
boy.
Going, he honestly was going to. And then my mom planned so many things. I was like, you just stay here. And he's like going to Utah next week. So
does the cabin fit everybody? How many people are we talking about?
Oh, this is like, we're going to go visit the cabin. I'm staying at my cousin's house.
Okay.
I have no idea. I've never been to it. He just got it a couple of years ago. So I'm not sure.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys like have any family traditions?
Like, no, but it's College World Series. So I think my dad and I are going to go because it's in Omaha.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's always been there.
And the college, what for what sport?
Baseball. College World Series. Yeah.
World Series.
I thought it's like summertime. Like what, they're making those boys play in the summer?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every summer.
Are you gonna start talking in like a different accent when you show up there?
Same accent. I sounded like this. I was born in Omaha and my voice sounds like this.
Do your
like,
parents have accents?
No. Like what do you, I don't know.
I don't even know what Nebraska sounds like.
Like this.
Yeah?
I think so.
Does Nebraska have an accent? It's kind of,
I think
not,
it's a little like,
it's like Midwestern-y, but like
yeah.
Southern Midwestern-y.
Like, I feel like when you go into Iowa and stuff, people are more like washcloth and like that kind of.
Right.
So just pronouncing words wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But I feel like I sound so Valley girl, which is funny because I'm from the Midwest. But
so you've been getting rid of a lot of clothes. You went to Crossroads recently.
Oh, yeah. You've been catching up on my
stuff.
Yeah,
catching up with your TikToks.
Catching up on my TikToks.
You only got $40 back?
Only $40.
That's a bit of, how many clothes did you give them?
I mean, I'll bring in like an entire like bag and it's pretty heavy. And usually it's only like, about $40. Erin will go and literally they'll be like, we have to write you a check. Like it's so much money because she has such nice clothes. And she has a lot of it. So she'll bring it in and she'll get paid like $800 or something. I know, it's crazy. But
that means she's probably given away like $20,000 worth of clothes. Like,
I don't know. I mean, she's pretty good with like knowing where to take certain stuff. Because she'll take like better, like high end stuff to a higher end place, I guess. I don't really know. But they also do consignment stuff.
Think they say yes to girl stuff more than guy stuff?
Or probably. Because like, I feel like their sections is like tiny guy section and most of it's girls.
And girls are at thrift stores shopping, I feel like, a lot more than guys are. It's like me and you have never been like, hey, you want to go to the thrift store and go get some clothes? Like,
yeah.
Guys don't really
do that. That's true. Yeah.
Girls love a thrifting Saturday morning.
Yeah. But like, that's not the place to thrift. Like Crossroads or like Plato's Closet.
Yeah. It's,
I mean, it is, but it's also like, you're still going to be paying like
amount. In like your little vlog that I saw, you're like sitting down while they're going through your clothes. I could never look at someone going through my clothes.
I'm not sitting
down. I couldn't handle the rejection.
No.
Like, or they go, this thing? You think that this is
you what? Think, you, oh, that's cute.
This?
That's,
no. Like, they get another employee, go, look at this. Look at this.
They're pointing at you and laughing. Fucking loser.
Over the loudspeaker. Can I get a price check on the worst item I've ever seen?
It's actually funny. So when it's like your time, you bring your bag up and they're like, okay, you can go sit down or like go shop. Like, you're not really supposed to like sit there and watch them. I wasn't sitting there and watching them. I was like waiting for my time to go up, I think, when I like filmed that. But Erin and I always talk about how I'm sure it makes so much sense and it's like good for like their work process, but we're always so frustrated because how they operate is they'll go through the bag of stuff. And then once they decide, like they'll say they have a shirt, like they'll pick up a shirt, be like, oh, we'll take this. Then they start tagging it. Like, they tag everything before they are done with you. So it takes so long to
Are they looking just for brands or are they just looking for, is it a cute top?
It's both.
It's
both. Are they Googling stuff? Like, is this even worth something?
Yeah, I see them sometimes. Like, bloop. But yeah, and it's like annoying too because I'll bring in like nice sweaters and stuff. And like, sorry, we're just taking summer stuff. I was like, oh, but I know you'll take this in like 3 months. Just take it now.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Quit with Jones. I hate vaping. I have tried to quit vaping more than once, and it's still something I struggle with. And hey, you may be in the same boat. Quitting vaping or smoking is a journey that can feel like climbing a mountain without the right gear. And that's where Jones comes in. Jones makes low-dose nicotine mints that are FDA approved, and I absolutely love them. Jones was started by two women who know the struggle firsthand. They tried quitting cold turkey countless times, but it never stuck, so they took matters into their own hands by creating the support they wish they had. And now they're sharing it with you. Jones offers holistic support to help you kick the habit, whether you are trying to quit altogether, cut back, or just shift your mindset. Jones understands that quitting is a spectrum, and they meet you where you are. And with FDA-approved nicotine mints, behavioral support, and a welcoming community, Jones is your partner in progress. And did you know that 95% of people can't successfully quit cold turkey? And you might be part of that 95%, and that is okay. It's tough out there, but with Jones, it's different. Their low-dose nicotine mints minimize withdrawal symptoms, making the journey smoother, and pair them with the Jones app for a winning combination. If you've done the routine of quitting on Monday and buying a new vape on Tuesday, it's time to make a change, and with Jones, it's a different story. Say goodbye to that cycle and hello to a healthier you. And let's talk about style. Jones comes in a discreet travel tin. I love the design, and you can take your Jones mints with you wherever on the go. It makes things so easy. So are you ready to take the first step? Well, head over to quitwithjones.com/hoot for 20% off your first order of nicotine mints. That is quitwithjones.com/hoot for 20% off your first order of nicotine mints. Try it, and you'll thank me later.
The one time I ever tried to do thrifting, I got like a couple things like gifted to me, and I were just wrong size. I didn't really want them. I went to two different thrift stores, waited like 20 minutes each one, and then they were like, sorry, we don't take these specific brands. Like, just hands down, we don't take the brands. They're like, go to Crossroads. I went to Crossroads. I waited 45 minutes, and then they go, yeah, there's still 9 people in front of you. And I was just like, okay, this is, I don't know how anybody has the time to do this. I think it was because I went on a Saturday, but I still have the clothes in the back of my truck.
Yeah.
At this point, I think.
I have so many, so many clothes in my car.
It's just such like a bit, because I don't want to put them back in my closet because I'm never going to wear them.
What brands are they? Do you like?
It's like weird one-off brands. Like, I mean, it's like brands I've heard of, like Madewell is one of them.
Oh, they should take Madewell.
No, but like, they'll be like, oh, we don't take Madewell here. And I'm like,
oh, that's so weird.
Okay.
Do they take like, would Zara, would you take that Crossroads or would you donate it? I see. I always feel like H&M, Zara, that's such fast fashion where there's no desire for like a consignment store to like.
Well, they don't consign. I mean.
Oh, what does consignment mean?
Consignment is like you get a percentage of like a designer bag or something.
When they sell it though.
Like if I brought in a product. I actually brought in a, it's called MCN. I don't know what.
A multi-channel network, full screen?
Yeah. A full screen bag. I think it's MCN, something like that.
Or but MCM.
Yes.
It's like it's the brand that looks like Man Crush Monday, but yes.
I have one of those bags and I got it. I think I got it so long ago from like The RealReal or something, and I didn't, or maybe it was ThredUp and I didn't realize it was like designer. It doesn't like, I don't know. So I brought it in the other day and they're like, so we're going to consign this if that's okay. And I was like, ooh, consign. I get a percentage.
Well, so also what that means is when you give it to them, they don't give you the money on the spot.
Yeah.
You give them the bag, and then when they sell it, they call you, be like, hey, we sold it. Here's your percentage.
Could it be like years until it sells? Yeah.
Well, there they have like a contract. It's like months or something, and then you can go pick it up if like no one buys it.
What's the percentage?
I don't really know. Honestly, I didn't really care.
It's probably like 20 or 30%.
Yeah, and it's like, can't be high. If it's still there in 3 months, it'll go down like 10%, and then 3 months later, it'll go down 10%, and then you just go pick it up if no one bought it, I guess. I don't know.
It's a big thing in like music stores, too. If you go to like a used music store and or you want to sell a guitar, you give it to them, and they'll hold it on consignment until they sell it, and then you just have to have a lot of trust, like that the guy doesn't pack up and move town, go from town to town. Like, we'll put it on consignment, and then you know, go on Google Maps and they're just gone.
Yeah. Like, that's what The RealReal is. It's all consignment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what the consignment means.
Yeah. I know
I just
Joe...
thought it was like higher end used clothes. But
it
I
is.
Didn't know there was like.
It
a,
is.
But I know there was a contract behind all of the pieces with the previous owners.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, though. Like, some places are better than the others. I know Joe brought two, like, Prada shirts to Prada or to The RealReal. And I think he made money, but it was like so little, and it was like a year later.
I'd rather sell it on eBay.
Yeah, or like Grailed or something.
Do you still have all of your old Vlog Squad merch?
I don't. I probably like a couple clickbait things. I know I sold the clickbait necklace.
There was a clickbait necklace?
Yeah, you must have not got one because you were a boy.
No, I never got the clickbait jewelry.
I don't think I have much more than that, though. I mean, I probably have, I think I have like the mug from like Zane's 100th video or whatever.
Okay.
Like I still have that.
Little props like that. Yeah. I feel like I've gotten rid of a lot of mine.
I have too.
Did you have an official collab of merch, like where he would do the reveal, like Carly and Aaron merch? Or?
Okay. No, I didn't.
He did. I know he did it for like Scott, Todd. Some of the other ones.
Yeah. It was funny, though, because Aaron and I remember when we first started doing merch. It was before anyone was doing merch. Not like we did it first, but like we just started it before. And we were doing everything ourselves. Like we had a whole system in our apartment.
It was like a warehouse in your own dining room.
There were like bins everywhere. And there was a printer. And there was poly bags and everything. And we were making bang
it
doing that.
It was a business.
It was a business. Every day I felt like we were literally a business bringing our packages to the post office. And then as soon as David and everyone started releasing merch, we like sold nothing. And it was like, we're done.
You guys did a lot of fun ones. Wait,
we
was
did.
Your first shirt the just Carly and Aaron, like the
yes,
pocket kind of
tee? And
tea?
Slay Hunty.
Slay Hunty.
And that was like a Christmas one. So it's like spelled like a sleigh, like Santa sleigh.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
Slay Hunty. And then we had Famous Celebrity on like a camo
shirt. That was your merch, Famous Celebrity?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I feel like I've seen that out and about.
I mean, it's probably on other shirts, I would think now. Or maybe it's our fans, who knows?
Did Nolan ever tell you one time I was at like the Melrose trading post? It's a big like thrift flea market.
Yeah.
And I saw one of his hats.
Oh, yes.
Like
yes.
Someone was selling it. And he was like, I guess I'm vintage now.
That's so funny. Yeah.
But Nolan has his own like vintage company now, right?
Yeah, most of it's on Depop. Like that's where he does like most of his. He was doing fleas every weekend and now he's like, I don't feel like I even need to do the flea now because it's like he just makes a lot more from Depop. And
do you ever Depop like your own self? Like you go shop on Depop?
Oh, only very rarely. Not really. If I get into a weird like specific mood sometimes, or like, if I need like a costume or something. We went to emo night for the airplane.
Yeah.
I got the Brazier's Toxic costume from Depop.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, it was just like, whatever. But,
got it. There's nothing more stressful than a themed party where you have to get clothes for it. Like, oh, we're dressing gold. Okay.
The gold is the hardest. We had a gold-themed party one year. Someone's golden birthday. And
yeah, it was David's.
Yeah, and Aaron and I spent 2 days shopping. No, we couldn't find anything gold.
Zero gold.
No
gold. Clothing is impossible.
Impossible.
To find. And I think it's because it was his birthday, all the thrift shops in the area were like sold out of gold stuff because everyone else was trying to buy it.
I feel like somebody paid for my gold outfit and it was expensive and I never had to pay for it.
Oh, damn.
I think to this day.
You're still in debt.
I got it was something from like Neiman Marcus or like it was like this high end gold suit. And I don't think I ever Venmo'd the person.
Do you still have it?
No, I got rid of it. Or I like sold it to like Crossroads. So I profited off
of it. You know, here's
something
really funny.
What?
One time Aaron and I went to Palm Springs and I put on my pajamas. It was like not a okay, so for me I have like pajamas and I have pajama sets. My pajama sets are just things I wear around the house. I don't sleep in them.
Oh, I sleep in my full pajamas every night.
Well, the thing I'm wearing is basically like sweatpants-ish. They're like ribbed sweatpants, they're really comfy, and then a long sleeve cropped just like ribbed top. So it's like very cute. I was wearing it at the house we were Airbnb-ing and she comes out with our vlog camera and she goes, did you happen to buy that at Crossroads? And I go, yes, why? And she goes, because I just sold that exact the exact outfit to Crossroads two weeks ago.
No way.
Yeah, so I literally bought Aaron's clothes. Like, how annoying. I was like, I could have just grabbed these from your closet.
Damn.
Isn't that so funny?
That's insane.
And she was waiting. I posted a story the night before of, like, my cat in my suitcase, and she saw it, like, packed in, and she was like, I think that might be my sleep thing or whatever, and it totally was and I bought it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all swap clothes a lot though, right?
Not really, because we don't like fit the same way. She's really tall and I'm not at all. Like if I were to wear a dress of hers, it would have like a train.
Oh, okay.
And pants on her would not fit because they'd be too short.
So did you hear about that amusement park ride in Oregon?
When the electricity went out?
Is that what happened?
Yes. I wanted to talk to you about this.
Me too.
So
it was funny.
I
sent it to you and then I looked at our DMs and you had already sent it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know about this, Mike?
No, this is news to me.
This is crazy. I don't know if you want to show Tim or just explain it. It's crazy.
I have struggled even like being able to like look at the video for a long time or to like continue really? To read about it because it makes me so sick to my stomach. So this was at a theme park in Portland, Oregon called Fear Something.
Was this like one of those state fair pop-ups?
No, I think it's a real just amusement park.
It's a real amusement park, but has probably some dinky rides. Or this looks kind of like Well, I feel like they actually have this ride at Six Flags.
You can never get me on a state fair ride where they just set it up the night before.
So it's one of those ones where everyone is like kind of in a circle and they swing you, but then you go upside down. This was stuck upside down for
like 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
And people were passing out.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And
you
they
could
had,
die.
So the electricity went out in the park, and so it got stuck up there. And when the electricity went back on, they had to finish the ride. Like the ride wouldn't allow them to just like end it and just like go down. They had to go through the whole fucking thing. They were all so sore. Like, it's not funny, but it's just like an insane situation.
Did anybody?
Nobody. I don't think anyone died. No. One man had to get rushed to the hospital. One, I don't understand how everybody didn't get rushed to the hospital by being hung
upside down
for that long.
Minute one, I'd be like, call the
ambulance.
Yeah.
I would have passed out instantly.
I know.
They couldn't get the fire department to like.
It took like
take 15
minutes. Like. It was so high up, and they're already upside down. How do you get someone out of that and then lower them onto a ladder?
If you unleash the harness, they just fall down to
the
ground.
Which would be my biggest fear, is it just unlatching while you're upside down. That's what
if the power went out and it unlatched and you're upside down?
I'm like, you just fall.
It's like someone just opened up a bag of M&Ms. Just everybody falls.
I know. It's like disgusting. I mean, Matt and I have this weird obsession with like theme park.
Yeah, like ridiculous
like
roller coasters. If it's something like that's happened, like we would like always fall for like clickbait videos on YouTube where it'd be like the most ridiculous roller coasters in the world, and it's like
the
a loop, but it looks like it's like
exploding.
Yeah, or it's like making a leap,
like
with
flying off.
Like it's off the rail.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do have
a really big
amusement for the amusement parks, but in a weird way.
Does this make you scared to go on rides?
No, but the thing is, like, I probably wouldn't go on that ride anyway because it's just like not for me. But
going upside down, like in a thing, yeah.
I like upside down roller coasters, but.
Upside down roller coasters I love, but I always think like it's not going to make
the
loop.
Every time.
I'm like, come on. Like, I think I'm pushing it.
Do you remember the first time you went on a loop-de-loop? Because
yep.
I remember the
Shockwave.
I remember the first time because I was like, what is it going to feel like when I'm upside down? And it doesn't really feel any different.
No.
You're just going the whole time is the same in your stomach. You're just like,
Yeah.
I don't like a roller coaster that goes backwards.
One that goes like forwards
and then
it goes
backwards. Like, can we just stop after we get
and
to the end?
And it's in
like,
the dark?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's one. I don't know if it's
Magic
is it
Mountain.
Space
is it,
Mountain.
Is it,
Space
I
Mountain?
Fucking hate that ride.
Yeah.
Sue me. I hate that ride with everything in me. First of all, I hate indoor roller coasters, especially the Disney World and lands. They're all dark and you can't see. I'm like, how am I supposed to enjoy this when I can't see shit? And I also am scared something's going to hit me in the face. And I also don't even know how far this drop is because I can't see below.
Yeah.
So like,
that's
how
half
is this
the
exciting?
Fun is the anticipation.
I agree. And also the lights on, if you've seen a video of the lights on during that
disgusting.
Ride. What's it called again? Space Mountain?
Yes, Space Mountain.
Look at open TikTok when we're done. Space Mountain lights on. It's so creepy because you're in like a building, but everything is so close, like beams and shit, and you're obviously not
but
gonna
it's all
hit
made
it,
out of wood and like
it looks like it's just like joints are made with like gum and rubber
and it
bands.
Probably is. It's just like little birds put it together because it's Disney.
Wooden roller coasters also thank you. They're always just like it's too, like turbulence the whole time.
That's the thing about the Universal in Florida too. They have two really big roller coasters and they both are so rickety, like shake your head around.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, I'm like, be smooth.
There is one at the Six Flags, was it Magic Mountain, that's out there in Santa Clarita, that is a rickety wooden one, but it's two roller coasters at like the same time and it's really fun.
Ooh, I've never been there.
It's a lot of fun. It's called like Twin Sisters. Go,
we should go.
They had a set of curfew though for like kids, or you can't. Yeah, I don't know. There was some like whole thing going on with them.
Well, we should go when the curfew starts, so there's no kids.
Definitely.
See ya.
I'm going to Disneyland next week.
Ooh,
though.
Fun.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in so long.
Me too. I love just watching Disneyland TikToks, like Disneyland hacks and stuff.
Whenever I do the Guardians ride, which used to be Tower of Terror, first of all, have we talked about this?
Have we?
I don't know. But
go ahead. We can recap.
I just want to say on record, like, I know people are obsessed with Tower of Terror, but I think the Guardians is so much more fun than
Tower
of Terror.
It's one of the most fun rides in the whole park.
It's so fun. But I always think about I actually looked it up because whenever I'm on it, I'm like, what if the power goes out? Like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the one part. Ride.
I was like, what if the power goes out? Like, what are these? Like, how, where does it go? Like, does it stay in place? Like, do the lights come on? What happens? And I guess they have so many precautionary things to just like,
they
keep
should
it.
Have backup, like batteries and generators.
They
and
do. But I'm just like,
I think they have like mechanical fail safes too.
It's like, I would electrically crank it.
It's just like disgusting. Like, thinking of all the wires and shit. I don't know. This is crazy to me.
The Guardians of the Galaxy one, though, when it drops, there's like four different songs and you don't know which one yeah. you're going to get. It can either be like ABC Jackson.
Fun.
Five or I don't know all the ones from Guardians. Yeah, of
and they're like shooting up and down.
And then like yeah,
I like the whole what is it? Just it's the like, woo, juxtaposition woo. Of being scared.
Yes,
but you're yes. playing like a fun song, yes. so your yes. brain is like, I'm happy, but I hate yes. this.
Yeah.
I love that. And then I went to Disney World and did Tower of Terror, and I was like, it almost feels awkward because it's like
to
you're going
scary.
Up and well, you're going up and down, but there's like music or anything. It's just
yeah,
kind of
it's
like,
just like woo.
Yeah.
So they haven't updated the Tower mm-hmm. of Terror.
I feel like that one might stay the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they should. I think they're updating though the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster in Disney World.
Another in but, the dark roller coaster.
But what band are they going to do? Because it's Aerosmith is like
Jojo
the theme
Siwa.
Of it. Like a JoJo Siwa. Or like if there was
a
Taylor
Come
Swift
bitch.
Eras Tour like roller coaster, Carly wouldn't get off the ride.
The Eras Coaster. I would die.
I think the only thing that would ever turn me into a Karen is if I went on one of those like drop rides and the guy's like, hey, can I just check your seatbelt? Actually, before we do, and then they drop.
That guy's TikTok.
Where like they prank you to be like, oh, actually we need your shoulder harness.
Or they pick up like a nut and bolt or something.
Uh-oh. And they go, oh, that's not good.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
If that happened to me where like the guy who's supposed to be like, okay, 3, 2, 1, go. And he's just like, oh no, is your seatbelt? And then you just drop. I would get off that ride and lose my fucking mind on this guy. Are you? I have a heart condition. Like, I don't know. I feel like that would ruin my day. And it's one of the only things I could ever see myself being like a full blown Karen, where I'm screaming at a guy. And like everyone I'm with is like, Mike, calm down.
They're like reeling you back in from like after it's over.
You're just like flailing around.
Wait till I get off of this ride.
Are you referring to that guy's TikTok?
I think there's a few of them that do that. There's like, yeah, there is one guy on TikTok. I'll see like compilations and it's like, oh, do you, where it's like there won't even be a shoulder harness. That's the one where it's like they have a seatbelt and he's like, well, we need to put your shoulder harness on. And then they're looking up for the shoulder and then it just drops they are screaming.
That's scary. Yeah.
When I'm done with that, I'm coming. I'm hiring lawyers. Coming after everything.
I'll see you in court, buddy.
Yeah, filming a documentary. I hate that. I could never deal with that.
I always think like when I see crazy rides or crazy bungee things, I'm always like, I feel like I could do it. But
what
I'm
do
like,
you mean a bungee?
Yeah,
a bungee jump.
I'm just like, I feel like I could do it.
There are
but
days.
I don't think I don't think I could though.
Have you ever done like a cliff jump or
I've
any?
Done well, no, but I have done a what are those? It's at theme parks. It's like a ripcord.
VR?
Yeah, VR. I fall
like
off my bed.
Like a slingshot thing? Or wait, like where you're laying horizontal and they like...
Yeah, and it takes you up really, really high and then you pull a cord and you free fall. Well, free fall, but you're like on a bungee thing and it like...
You pull the cord. They don't do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you can do up to three people like together. So I like went with my cousin and her boyfriend or something. It was so fun.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's scary. But I'm always like... I don't know. I'm always like, that ride would be so fun. I could die, but I probably won't. So
bungee jumping, though, I'm just worried like my neck would just snap.
Oh, yeah.
Like right there.
No, bungee jumping is scary because it's like the bungee can snap. It probably doesn't that often, but it's like, yeah, it could get wrapped around something.
But just the whiplash of it.
Yeah.
Like just your
no
body
thanks.
Going, like, yeah. crack, done.
I remember Jason did the thing where you like jump off the strat in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. You just like free jump.
Yeah, but he was like, it was boring. Because it's kind of slow. Because it's like kind of on a tension thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would do for sure. Because I'm like, oh yeah, it looks like funny and dumb to me, but also kind of scary.
I would be just like so mad about people who are taking too much time to like jump off, and I'd be like, oh, can they just jump? And then it would be my turn, and I'd be like, wait.
I would love to do what are those things called in like a jungle where you
zip line. Those are really fun.
Yeah,
I would die for a zip line.
I don't think I've ever done a proper zip line.
I think I would feel safest on a zip line. I don't know why.
They have a lot of them in Costa Rica if you ever go.
And
you're going through like canopies and jungles.
So cool.
And
Zane's dad though like almost died on a zip line.
Doing what?
He like was on a zip line and he either got ran into or
ran into?
Or like he ran into a guy, like someone's zip line got stuck. And then he was like, no.
Oh, fuck.
Like, bam. And then like it was this like whole, and I think they were in a place too where like the zip line people couldn't see that it was happening. It's kind of, it's really intense.
Oh my God.
It's not my story to tell.
Never mind. I don't want a zip line anymore.
Maybe I would do it.
Yeah.
Only in a place where there's like really strong safety regulations where I feel like, yeah, there's probably like some oversight here, but not a guy who like built in his backyard. That's a recipe for.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like
I do like a tilt or what's the, like a gravitron.
Oh God. Where you like put your legs up and you're off the ground.
I've never done one.
It feels, yeah, you're like the gravitational force is like pulling you against the walls.
Yeah, and then you can put your feet up.
In a way feel like you're lying down the whole time.
The thing you try and do is you like put your knees up and put your feet flat against the wall. So your feet aren't touching the ground at all, but yeah, you're against the wall.
Does it feel like you're spinning still?
You just get carsick is my experience. Like
I've seen some people who can stand fully horizontally on them too.
Jesus. No. So what happens when the ride stops? They just fall.
I don't know. I think it just gradually slows down and they grab the bars on the side. But I do love doing that.
God damn, strong core.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money.
I love Rocket Money because I had some subscriptions I forgot about or some I paid twice for and I totally didn't realize it. And thank goodness I had Rocket Money. So how much do you think you're paying in subscriptions every month? The answer is probably more than you think. Over 74% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. I definitely did, like some magazine subscriptions, some streaming channels that I definitely wasn't using or watching any of the shows or movies on them. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
So what is Rocket Money? Let me tell you, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
And with Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see all my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. It's like having a great friend that calls and does the annoying work for you. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users. Matt and I are two of them, and so are many of you loyal Hoot and Half listeners. And Rocket Money has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That's rocketmoney.com/hoot. rocketmoney.com/hoot.
Now back to the episode.
You still crocheting?
A little bit. I'm working on a blanket.
Ooh, how big?
I don't know yet.
A personal blanket?
Yeah. I just get so like into stuff and then I'm over it pretty fast.
Like the beads that you were doing?
Yeah, I'm just like hobbies. I get really into hobbies and then I get very much over them very quickly. But crocheting I like still because it's useful.
Wait, yeah, this whole beads thing, it's an old lady.
Diamond art, yeah.
Diamond art. It's an old lady hobby. My great-grandmother had like a diamond art calendar in her house.
Like she they're had so a, fun. They're like doing puzzles.
Yeah, yeah.
The diamond art thing.
Is it expensive?
No.
It looks like.
No, you can get them from Amazon for like $10, like a whole thing with like the beads and everything.
And it's like almost like paint by color kind
of
a thing.
Yeah,
to like me it
number.
Is the like lowest form of like. There's just no intelligence required.
It's like word search.
No, that's
or it's
why
like,
I like
there it.
It
is.
Not
like,
even
no,
a word
it's
search.
You don't even need to. You literally, it's like
it's
a,
like coloring.
A robot can do it. Like it's literally just moving things.
But that's what's nice. It's like meditating almost. You're not like thinking. You're just like.
But it looks tacky, Carly.
It does. No, 100%. Like, I agree.
You ain't hanging that up anywhere
no,
in your house.
I agree. Because people would be like, "Are you gonna frame it?" I'm like, "No." I was like, "I finished them," and I'm like, "Well, now it's ugly."
How many did you make?
I probably like 3 or 4. And then I felt bad because one of like the most prestigious diamond art companies, they're called the Diamond Art Club. They sent me, I'm not even kidding, it's probably the size of this screen. And it's a cat's in a library on a bookshelf. And it's a great photo. I was like, I want to just put this photo up. I don't want to like diamond art it. But it's, no way. It would take me 7 years.
And they sent it to you thinking you would do it for them?
I don't know. They sent me like random stuff. Like I was just like, thanks for like, because I did it on TikTok Live all the time.
I like the sound of it.
Like, me too. It's like really addicting. Something about it is really addicting.
It feels like a Western like Hasbro version of like a Zen sand meditation garden. Like,
yes.
Where there's actual, like, you're making something out of this. This, it's literally, it's like watching someone like in a dystopian factory. Like, you're just, you're doomed forever to just move beads from one thing to another to make. But however, I would watch you do it on live, and it was riveting.
And it helped, it like helps anxiety, I think. Okay. Because you're just like not really thinking about anything else.
It's a simple instruction.
A, you're here to hear, folks, throw out your Xanax, buy some diamond art.
Or take all your Xanax, then do it, and then it's real fun. I'm just kidding.
Don't do you then have to, do you run out of colors and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
Usually they come with a lot of extra beads.
Did you do a Taylor Swift one?
I did. That one I did put in a little frame, but I didn't like hang it up. I just like it.
Yeah. What was it of?
Like her Eras Tour poster thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I don't like the condescending tone.
It's just, no, I'm just fascinated. Are you going to go, are you going to see her again on the Eras Tour?
I would love to see her again because she added the Tortured Poets Department to the set and it's so good.
It's a lot of songs. Wait, how many songs from TPD is she doing?
More than I thought. I think like, I don't know, I want to say like 5 or 6.
And you didn't get to go.
No, because I came out recently, and I will watch it on TikTok Live and be like, fuck my life.
Do you like the new album that
much? I love the new album, yes. Mm. I love the new album so much. And it's funny, because like, it's the only thing I do. I walk for like 3 miles or something, and it's the only thing I'll listen to. So like, sometimes I'll do the same walk instead of changing it up, and I'll be on the same parts, and I'll be like, I remember when this part came on, and I was on this corner. And it's just like funny, so I'm like, I need a fucking life. Good Lord. But yeah.
Do you think Taylor Swift has, I've been hearing from other people who have been having some issues with her lately, where it seems like she doesn't want other artists to have some moments of glory. You know, Charlie XCX just put out Brat, but no, Taylor wants
to
talk.
And when Billie did, she put out something else.
She's putting out multiple deluxe variations of her album because she knows that she will sell out the deluxe version and stay number one instead of letting other artists get number one.
I don't know if that's the truth. I mean, here. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Well, so Aaron brought this up on our podcast this week, and she was like, "That does annoy me that like that is happening." And I like it's annoying too. Like if that's what she's doing, yes, that's annoying. However, she's always put out. Not always, but like I feel like since like Evermore and Folklore, she's always put out like multiple versions of a ton of different things, and like you don't have like no one has to buy them, but people are. I don't know, but I don't know if she's doing it on purpose. I don't know if it's just because this is like the year of music, like everyone's putting an album out, like Ariana, Billy, Charlie, Taylor.
Or do you think her team is suggesting it?
Yeah, and
she's,
I don't know.
She's not really like paying attention to the charts, or is it she goes, no, we need to do something if they're putting out something.
I think that's something we'll just never know.
Mm.
It's also insane for her to put out like a voice memos edition of her album, and that outsells like Billie's album.
Yeah.
That's a crazy,
but it's also like
flex for her too.
I mean, that's crazy. Like, good for her.
it's kind of like, you know, is Ariana Grande putting out a voice notes version that's beating out someone else? Like, no.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of artists think it's very tacky or like petty or whatever because it's like, I don't know. But I don't mind it. I don't really care.
Are you listening to all of them?
No.
Like every time a new deluxe version comes out, you're like, oh, this is the one without bass on it. Like,
no.
I saw a still from a subreddit of Taylor Swift, and I think it was a clip from one of her music videos. And there were a lot of people that were kind of like upset with it.
Oh,
It was her in the bathtub with a whole bunch of jewelry, and she has like she's even like pointing a gun with like jewelry hanging off of it.
Oh.
And Kim Kardashian was also held at gunpoint for $10 million worth of jewelry, and they made her get in a bathtub. Do you think she intentionally did that image as a like little sassy nod to Kim, or is it just a coincidence? Because I don't know. I love Taylor Swift.
No, I know. Also, sorry. I want to say I was saying fat because I thought you were going to reference the Antihero music video when they cut out her on the scale and said fat.
Oh.
Sorry. I thought that's what you're referencing.
Oh, like she was like, I have body dysmorphia.
Basically, like she would step on the scale and it would still say fat. And like it would say fat. And then the other version of her was like, come on, like get it together. But then they ended up taking that out because people were like complaining that it said fat.
Did they release it like that?
Yeah.
And then they went back and edited
they
it
like, fixed it.
And still got the views?
Yeah, they're not like us, Matt. they can do
what
that.
What I wish is that they would go in and allow older artists from, like, you know, the 2000s era when their music videos were uploaded onto YouTube in, like, 2008 at the worst resolution after.
Yeah.
Just let them update the file and see it in HD and still have the amount of view count on it. Why won't YouTube allow those?
Can you do that?
I'm sure you, I mean, YouTube definitely could. I feel like there's been.
But what if it was recorded on something that like just like only went up to 360 or something?
No, no. These videos were recorded were like on film.
They were on MTV. We were watching them at full resolution. Oh, but when they were uploaded on YouTube,
like the max resolution on YouTube was 240p in like 2008. Yeah.
It and is now, funny watching an old music video from like 2007. You're like, oh my God, I can't even see it.
But they have like 4K footage that they could just reinsert into YouTube. But
it might just not be worth it.
That takes work, and nobody in the music industry really likes to work, as far as I understand. It's all
nobody likes to work these days.
Yeah, no one really wants to do anything. Like it's oh no, we have to.
But if I was like, yeah, in Sum 41, I'd be like, let's get the new music videos.
I agree.
Like, let's
I
get
agree.
The high res up there. You
there's
know,
there's so many hoops to jump through with licenses and the label.
Yeah, because
the
they may not even
holders.
Own the song anymore. Yeah, they don't even own the music video too.
Well, they could always Taylor's version and put out the music video again in high quality.
But Taylor just replaced it, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. They'd have to like completely redo the music video, I guess.
Huh?
Are you a Chapel Roan fan?
Yeah, I mean. Well, I don't say yeah. I think I said yeah out of I know everyone wants me to say yeah, and like I do like her. I just haven't like given it a chance. But Nolan really likes her.
Oh,
he was playing her today, and I was like, oh yeah, I like it. I mean, her songs are very catchy. I just haven't like gotten into it yet.
The album is that she put out in October. Now it's like everybody's listening to it. She's become
blown
a star.
Up so
she's
fast.
Gonna be this generation's like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, which, I mean, she's incredible. Her songs are so catchy. You know.
Did you see the Governor's Ball crowd she had?
Yeah.
Yeah. And her Lollapalooza crowd, her Bonnaroo. Would you say Bonnaroo? What did
no,
you
I
say?
No, I said Governor's Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's on some festival, and because of Gov Ball, she got put up higher on the list. Like
oh,
a,
yeah.
She's like now like a main stage or something because they she saw how many people showed up, and they're like, oh, shit.
She also has one of the best Tiny Desk concert thumbnails. I think like a Tiny Desk concert thumbnail can make or break your career, and hers is like... unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It makes you want to click it.
Yeah, the Anderson Paak one also really good thumbnail. Like, I think that's a huge.
I got invited to Chapel Roan's birthday party years ago.
Oh my God! And you
didn't,
you go
to that?
Or did you?
Yeah, I went. Yeah, I went there.
Do you know her?
Just, I don't personally know her, but Corny knows her.
Okay.
I mean, she may know who I am, but I was in her house
hanging out.
Listening to, I don't know what song it was, Naked in Manhattan, she had just put out. And it was like a birthday single party. Olivia Rodrigo was there.
Oh my God. This was years ago?
Probably two years ago.
Two or three
I remember
years
I was
ago.
Go
did
with
you,
you
go?
No, I was going to go with you, but I was like, I don't know who this person is. I'm a little rinsed.
Now it's just crazy. Now we're never getting invited to the Chapel Road like private party.
You're friends with Phineas. It could happen.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe.
Well, okay. Forgot what I was going to say, actually.
What was the last concert you went to?
Last concert I went to was, I guess it was Elio.
Yeah.
We had our little album release party. It was so
and we
cute
didn't get
and
the
fun.
Invite.
Oh, I did.
I didn't get the invite.
Do you message with her on Instagram?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Well,
maybe you just weren't.
I wish you would have come, Mike.
What?
I wish you would have come.
It wasn't like the day before my birthday, I think.
Yeah, it was down. Maybe it was downtown, though.
Yeah, I know. I got to get better at going out. I just like being home so much.
You're talking to the wrong person. Yeah, I don't like to leave you there. It was hard to come here, I'll be honest. I'm kidding.
How dare you?
I know.
You should be honored.
I am.
What'd you get your dad for Father's Day?
A phone call. I'm going to Omaha. That's enough, right? He's buying me College World Series tickets, so it works out.
Oh,
his daughter.
He gives you a gift
for
Father's Day.
And I always like making those holidays about me, because I'm like, you're welcome for making you a dad. You're welcome for making you a mom, because I am an only child. Well, not really, but...
Is that really what you say?
Yeah,
you're welcome
a,
for giving
joke,
you Father's Day?
I'll be like, happy Father's Day. And I'm like, you're welcome for making you a dad.
Are you friends with any homeschooled people?
Do
any of our friends, are they homeschooled? I've been now getting on like homeschooling TikTok, and I would never homeschool my kids, but I'm very fascinated by the approaches
imagine.
People like do with homeschooling.
It's just, it's odd how the, sorry, I can't think of the word. Sometimes I think I'm like literally have a disease. Like,
your brain.
No, literally, like, I know everyone does this, but I will go downstairs to do something and I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? But it happens like 8 times a day. Or like, I'll be sitting in my chair and grab my laptop to do something. And as soon as it's in my lap, I don't remember what I grabbed it for.
You might have
ADHD.
Scared.
Most of the year, fancy underwear technology sounds unnecessary. Breathable, quick dry, moisture wicking, anti-odor, overkill. But then summer hits. Suddenly, steaming beads of sweat are forming slimy pools in places they shouldn't. Suddenly, breathable, quick, dry, moisture-wicking anti-odor are sounding pretty damn essential. Summer is coming fast, and you need to be prepared like me with MeUndies. MeUndies has something for every guy this summer. Their micromodal fabric is breathable and comfortable, especially the ball caddy with its special pouch to help avoid bat winging. And they have a style for everyone. MeUndies has a cut for every guy's butt, over 10 different styles, ranging from boxer briefs to jock straps. These cuts come in over 100 different colors and prints, ranging from black to all over dinosaurs.
And MeUndies are truly the most comfortable underwear I've ever bought. It's the first choice when I open my drawer. If I have fresh MeUndies, I'm putting them on. MeUndies has unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature super soft micromodal fabric is breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. If you need something even more breathable and summer-proof, check out the Move Me line with Breathe fabric, which has moisture wicking and anti-odor technology. Perfect for working out or just keeping it extra cool on those sweltering days.
And they are also responsibly sourced. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And MeUndies has a problem-free philosophy. If you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
So summer is coming. Be prepared with MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/hoot. That's MeUndies.com/hoot for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside.
Use the link below. Check it out. Guys, try MeUndies. It's truly the best underwear we can recommend. Use the code to get 20% off plus free shipping. And now, back to the episode. Have you been tested?
No, I don't feel like I do, though. I don't feel like I have any other characteristics of ADHD.
You're just dumb.
Yeah, I'm really dumb. And I can't think of words on the spot.
Are you ever like on TikTok and then you think of something, then you go Google and then you forget what you wanted to Google?
You go back
then you
to
have
TikTok.
To go back to
yes.
TikTok and then go, what was the thing that triggered yes. what I was thinking?
Yes.
That happens to me almost every day.
Oh my God. I just saw a girl on YouTube. She gave up her smartphone for a year and only had a flip phone to like change her like
brain.
And she was like, it's actually so crazy because when you first get the flip phone, she was like, it takes me 5 minutes to type out a sentence in a text. Ugh. And just think of all the things you can't do that we're so used to. Like, I can't screenshot a text and send it, or I can't screenshot anything and send it. I can't copy and paste or anything like that. It's just bizarre
yeah.
to think about. But it's like, I mean, we could never do it because, like, we literally have to use our smartphones, but...
Do they at least, like, on the flip, the new flip phones, I feel like they should at least have a voice-to-text feature.
They might,
it.
Yeah. Hers right? was like a waterproof, like durable. So I feel like they're like all hard now. And
I think
break.
Nokia's making them again.
Yeah, like, no, they are bringing back like their original, like popular.
I think you need like Spotify, maps, camera, texting, and that's it. Like no apps.
And Reddit. I'm just kidding.
No,
but it would
no
be
Reddit.
Cool if like your photos though are like still linked from like your iCloud. Like I
oh,
can
yeah.
have access to them and send it.
Well,
like,
I feel like the thing you could do is like keep your phone, just like turn it off and put it away and have your flip phone for a year.
Right, but are your texts still green in the group chat?
Yeah.
Nobody like
No, I know you won't get invited to anything. Like you're just making your life worse. Nothing's you don't have reminders on your phone.
I do think Apple, I might be wrong about this, but they just made it that green texts basically work just like blue texts, where you can press the like button, you'll see the little ghosty
oh.
dots come up before you message.
Oh,
you can
God.
Send like photos and videos without them getting. I think that's a new update.
The green
that's
text
coming.
Is so confusing. Sometimes I'm in an HOA and one person in it has not an iPhone, and so like sometimes the messages go to my computer and sometimes they only go to my phone and sometimes I only get his text, and it's like referring to a whole group and I'm not seeing the group. I'm like,
yeah,
oh my God, can we just universally get this figured out?
I just admire the balls that they all have. Like,
I know,
my own social
the audacity.
Like, I'm so sorry, like did you get a different text than
yeah,
me? I you know what, I'm getting the iPhone right now.
I know, that, I'm gonna put it
away. Sorry about
or
that.
Or when you start sending it from your email and you're like,
oh God,
like Ben Kahn, for whatever reason it's like his email address at Yahoo, and I'm just like, you got to figure your life out, buddy. This is
yeah. like, and it's always so hard to figure out though.
You can't never figure it out. Hey, is it still my email? Yes, like you just can't, you're fucked.
And there's only like certain friends who I would tell them, like, you know, this is coming through your email.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
like it's my brother, like family, and probably you.
Yeah,
yep.
I'd be like,
yeah,
what the hell is this?
Yeah. It's always like when you get a new phone or an iPad or something, like, is it my email or my phone number?
There was something you were about to say and then you forgot
oh, yeah.
it. And that's how we got on this whole track. What was the
question?
We
were talking about homeschooling.
That's what it was. Yes.
Like the...
Here we go again.
I can't think of the word. What's the word when like people have preconceived notions about you?
Stereotype?
Yeah, stereotype. Yes. Like, the stereotype is usually true.
About homeschool kids.
I mean, they're all...
Like, you're sheltered and, like, I mean, religious?
Yes. Or... And just, like, a little, like, you can just, like, tell. And not in a bad way. It's just, like, oh, yeah, that, I could tell the person was homeschooled. I don't know how to say that without sounding offensive, but...
Do you think homeschooling is good?
Probably not.
I doubt it.
I think it depends, like, what your family and your lifestyle is. Like, if I see a family that lives on a boat the whole time and they, like, homeschool their kids, I'm like, okay, yeah. I get it. That seems kind of cool because they're in
your house the whole day and, like, you're not meeting new kids and having recess and getting in trouble at school and doing all these things. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm no scientist, but I feel like it's probably better to be in school.
I didn't know if, like, you knew anyone. I just realized, like, I don't. None of my friends I know were homeschooled, so I just don't have, like, a reference point.
Yeah.
I'm just curious if you...
I mean, I just imagine most parents that want to homeschool their kids are... I think it's more weird for the parents to be like, no. We're not learning math. We're learning God's truth.
Yes.
Like, you're like, okay, geez. But,
yeah. That's what I'm, like, weird about.
Yeah. And also just, like, you need other people in your life besides your family. That's insane.
And not like everyone's parents are going to be good teachers. Like,
no. Yeah. Teachers have to go to school, get credits.
Yeah.
Like, licenses, all this other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think homeschool.
I would really have to like my mom for her to play the role of, like, teacher and mom. Like, you were telling me I need to clean my room and now I have to do an assignment.
Yeah, we need boundaries, mom.
Yeah. It would just, that would mess with my mind too much. Yeah. It's like, I can't escape it. And, like,
she has to wear a certain color when she's mom and a certain color when she's teacher. Are you my mom right now? Okay, great. You won't believe
you
what my
Mrs.
teacher said to me.
Yeah. Mrs. Encontro?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Weird.
No.
What happened to the smartest kid in your class?
She's doing a podcast.
Does she really?
She has two.
It's Carly.
It's me.
Oh, it's you.
Good grief, Matt. Well, we know it wasn't you.
honestly, I don't know. Like, I couldn't tell you who the smartest kid in my class was. I don't really know.
This was just a Reddit question that had interesting responses.
Okay. Do you have an answer for it?
The smartest kid in my class, I think, is, like, a lawyer now and works in D.C.
Well, that
and
makes
stuff.
Sense.
But,
yeah.
Like, it's interesting to see where that kid that was at the top of the class.
Yeah.
Sometimes those kids don't go off and do anything.
No, I know. Being the best at, like, school doesn't. Almost rarely equates with being, like, really good at being good at life.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was one or two girls in high school that just killed themselves to get the A, the plus, the B, valedictorian, all this. Okay. Killed themselves all throughout high school, studied, like, whatever. Then it's college time. Sure. They get into a better school. They go to that school, no life, just studying, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, they end up like, okay, they're a lawyer at a firm, or, like, they work in a marketing company. Like,
yeah.
Big whoop. Like,
well, the good thing is they can get, like, free rides to school.
That,
like, college.
The free side of things,
so
yes.
That's nice.
That is good.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, just, like, I remember, like, teachers' pets, and I'd look at them just like, what do you think you're going to get out of this life that I'm not getting from sucking up to
the... We actually didn't turn in the assignment that you said we need to turn in. Shut the fuck up, Sarah.
I made two different versions, one for each opposing side. I'm wondering if we can read... I'm like, dude. No.
I hate it.
Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I cringed at people who were, like, working really hard in high school. And I'm not saying don't work hard in school. That's like... It was
just like, yeah.
It was really competitive about, like, the top 10, getting in the top 10 students.
Yes. Which I wasn't in. I was like, I'm clearly in the 80 percentile. I'm not going to be 90, 95.
Yeah.
But I'll be fine. Like, I feel like I'm pretty smart. I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking crushing it now.
There you go.
Yeah,
right, that's
you are
right.
Smart, so.
What, due to experience,
due to
do
experience.
You know not to fuck with?
Cats. Just the documentary. I was thinking, don't fuck with cats.
Oh, don't fuck with cats. I'm like, well, you do fuck with cats.
I do. Oh, my God. What a good question. I feel like I'd have to think about it.
Mike, anything come to your mind?
What do I... Can you repeat the question?
Due to experience do you know not to fuck with?
Fire extinguishers.
Oh, like,
what if there's a fire?
Yeah.
Well, no. Like, they're not fun things to prank people with.
Oh. Okay.
That was, like, a David prank one time where we were at Alex Ertz's, like, apartment. In, like, or maybe it was his David's old apartment.
And at Jonah's when the...
And
the
they
birthday cake.
Put us out on the balcony, but then, like, sprayed the fire extinguisher and stuff. And then, like, shut us out with, like, all the fire extinguisher.
Getting hazed.
Yeah, I did it in college into one of my friend's rooms. Because I thought, for some reason, it was just, like, steam. Like, it was water vapor.
Oh, no. It's, like, straight up chemicals.
It's a powder chemical that, like, sits on top of
everything.
Mustard
gas. It just burns your eyes.
It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I regret it every single day.
Fire extinguisher, though, is a great housewarming gift.
That's really, a really
yes,
good
because
idea.
A lot of people, when they buy a house and they get a new pad, they do not have a fire extinguisher.
Do you
and
have one?
Yeah, I have a fire extinguisher in my house.
You definitely have one.
I have one. I also have fire blankets.
I don't think I've ever even owned a fire extinguisher.
But anytime I go to like a housewarming, I always buy a fire extinguisher. And the guests are always, they love it. Because like, oh my gosh, this is great.
Okay, yeah. I have one, but I don't know how to use it. And my dad's a firefighter, so that's really great.
It's pretty easy. I mean, you just got to make sure. Yeah, it's like a grenade.
Yeah, what did you tell me what to do?
You got to, like, take
pull the pin out.
Pull the pin out.
And there's a little handle like a gas tank.
It.
Yeah.
And you got to aim it
at
where it's at.
Or you just get a fire blanket and throw it over and you're fine.
Right.
That's
Babs. Do you like Babs on TikTok?
Who?
Like, it's Babs, your favorite grandma. These
you've brought
you
her before. I've never seen her.
Get her on your feed. This woman is full of great life advice.
Send me one of her TikToks.
Fire blanket. I have that in my Amazon cart right now because that's a good one in case there's like a stovetop fire.
Yeah.
You just put that out.
Yeah.
Put it on top. Puts it out.
Thankfully, Aaron, I'm sure you've heard that story about her candle that was on fire. Thank God she had, because we were so stupid. She put it under this faucet, and of course that's going to make it
accelerate. Yeah.
So,
was it a grease candle?
It was like a soy candle.
But
so
when
a
candle catches fire, it can't.
It's like a grease fire at that point. Like you can't add water to it.
I've never seen a candle have a grease
fire. Okay, so it was a candle, but for some reason the entire thing was a huge flame. And we've told the story so many times, so really sorry for repeating, but it's just really funny because I was in her living room, it was in her kitchen, and before we did anything, she was like, Carly, get the camera. She's like, Carly, start filming. And I was like, what? And we went to the, and she was like, oh my God. And of course it's so hot. She's like, how do I move it? And I'm like, I don't know. And so she gets like oven mitts, puts it in the sink, turns on the sink faucet, almost catches the curtains on fire that are fucking right there. And then she remembers she had this like small kitchen fire extinguisher thing, and she just sprayed it on there and went away. But it was really scary.
I love watching videos on Thanksgiving of people
deep
frying their turkeys
Me
outside.
It just sets the whole thing on
it
fire.
It looks like fucking Hiroshima, where it just the whole thing. It doesn't even look like that's possible. How much?
I know. I'm just like, I would never even want to fuck with that.
No.
That from life experience, I don't want to fuck with.
No.
Fire? Yeah.
Cooking,
Matt, do you have
cooking.
One?
Oh, the sun. I'm kidding.
The sun, yeah. That's
Actually. Yeah, don't fuck
no,
with
I just
the
don't
sun.
Fuck. Yeah, no, actually, I just don't fuck with the sun anymore.
Even though you're literally sunburned.
Did you see my people? I'm in people.
Oh, did that come out already?
It did.
Wait, no way.
Look at this. It's crazy.
People magazine.
My mom
wrote
found
an
it because my mom loves people.
Your mom wrote
Podcaster
an
Matt King.
Your
reveals,
mom wrote it?
No, my mom found it. My mom sent the leak.
Did you ever call her to
No,
her?
I never did. But, I mean, it's all fine. She pulled
everything. Everything's going to be okay. Oh, my God. This
like
is
me
so
with,
weird.
It's like me with every red carpet picture I've done. It's like.
Do you think it's going to be. It's not going to be in print, though, right?
It's crazy.
I would
this
love
like,
for it to be in print, actually. Like, I'm a little embarrassed. Oh, well, the thing is, I'm glad that it's helped spreading awareness for people to go get their skin checked.
Yeah.
But it looks like I'm milking. Like
that's so. You're on a press tour for your cancer, for your skin cancer.
Like this oh, and they got very, a photo of Patricia, too.
Yeah. That's so cool.
And
it's
I'm
like
actually,
reading about a celebrity. Like
I'm actually happy with all the pictures that they picked. Like, usually, like any type of like red carpet, like event kind of picture where you're being professionally taken, it's usually just the worst pick of you. Whoever
you
did this.
Well, they mentioned Hoot and a Half.
They did.
King, who hosts the Hoot and a Half podcast, said he was diagnosed with basal cell carcinoma, the most treatable form of skin cancer there is.
Maybe I will be in print.
That's so cool.
Wow. I didn't know it came out already. That's so sick. Because they emailed to like see if Matt wanted to comment on it. And I gave him the phone number, but I guess they just had to go to print.
Yeah, I thought I was going to talk to them like this week, but it's already out. I'm in People. Can you
that
believe
is
it?
So cool.
Before Us Weekly, before Star, before the National Enquirer, I made it to the tippy top People magazine.
Are you getting like antsy for the procedure?
No.
Or are you just like,
I think,
let it happen?
I really wish I could just get it done now.
Yeah.
But no. I'm excited to do
it. Are you just like, get it out of me?
Yeah. That's what's kind of just
gross. I remember
gross.
Your
it's
appendix.
Like,
you were like, just get it out then.
Just get it out.
Like, can I see it?
The
yeah.
dot?
Yeah.
Dude, it looks like nothing.
Oh, yeah. Can I see too?
Like, it's right.
That's insane.
I mean, that's post.
That.
Yeah, because it's, well, it's post biopsy. So they really took the head of it off.
Oh.
So now you're just looking
at.
Do
you have a picture of it, like,
pre? Yes,
I
do.
Is that contagious?
No, it's not contagious. Sorry, I was so angry you saying that.
I'm joking.
How dare you?
I just remember one time when I had like my heart surgery when I was in high school.
Oh, someone asked if you're a
blazing. And I was like, yeah. And I was like,
yeah, I'm gonna
sharing
on you.
A drink or something with someone. They were like, it's not contagious, right? And they looked at me like I was like diseased. And I'm like, no, it's an arrhythmia issue. Leave me alone. Oh, this is what it looked like not the best resolution, but that's what it looked
like.
That
literally just looks like a little... It's just crazy how unclear it is that it could be something you would never know.
So have you gotten checked because of me?
No.
I will, though.
I'm going to book a dermatology appointment.
Okay, good.
Scary. I mean, I've thought about it. I've been trying, not trying to, but I've been thinking about it for like literal years, and I feel like you're...
To go to the dermatologist? To
do it. Yeah.
It's so easy. It's like a 5-minute appointment.
No, I know. I just like the whole process of it I just haven't done, which is, I know, easy and fast, but...
Yep.
I just got to hit up ZocDoc.
Go to ZocDoc.
I actually do love ZocDoc. I'm not a fan.
Just to find what new different medical providers that
I found my psychiatrist on there.
Oh.
Yeah. And I found my primary, I think.
I've been doing my new therapist, though. It's pretty great.
Oh, yeah. So
it's very goal.
You started therapy.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very goal. He has a very goal-focused approach with his therapy. It's not like.
Like, once you get to this place, we'll be done.
It's like, this is kind of like your weekly homework. Let's check in about what exactly we talked about last week. And did you fulfill it? What caused you to go off track on
it? Okay.
That's cool. And then what are we aiming for the next week?
Do you like it?
Yes, I do like it. I find it to be very constructive and, the constructive is the best word to describe it.
What's your goal for this week?
The goal for this, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be like sharing all my muscles, but I mean, that's my own private thing to talk about with my therapist, but I dig the approach.
Have you like learned anything yet, do you think? Like, has anything set with you that you're like, oh... Those for me are always the best parts of therapy.
He's very big about you. He goes, I like you as a patient because you're very big about getting to the why. And why do you think you're thinking that way and having those habits when usually, you know, a lot of patients, it takes them a long time to
even get there,
come to terms, or maybe they're kind of like hiding it. I'm very like, I think I know why I'm this way is because of this.
Okay.
And so he's able to use that and use with whatever I'm going through and come up with the resolution and aim for it. I'm liking it. It's still video call based and stuff, but I'm curious to see. The one thing that is kind of weird is that I have to do like a digital survey before every meeting, like 24 hours in advance. And then when I get there, he pulls up the dashboard and shares his screen and then tells me how I'm scoring based on my last stuff. I feel like a weird, like a fitness scan. He goes, so it does seem like you're a little less anxious than you were last week. And that's good. But
that is good to track, like from a data perspective where
I think he should privately be having that and understanding that. My points. But like, it's just very weird him presenting like a digital.
Tell him that.
Okay.
He works for you. Like your therapist is someone that is supposed to be helping you. So if you're uncomfortable with something, just be like, hey, I prefer to do it this way. And they'll just be like, okay. I mean, hopefully.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you can tell them if you don't like it. I think I might do that
because when I'm looking at just like digital scores of how I'm feeling, you're giving me a number value. It feels like it's like Dianetics. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
Like, that's not how I'm feeling.
Like, that's not making me think better knowing I am down a few points when we're talking about my state of mind and like well-being.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something you can apply a numerical value to.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you ever ask your therapist how they're doing?
No, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, you're not. My you know, people pleasing energy, I'm always like, and you, how was your weekend?
No, same. Well, I even told her, I was like, I feel awkward when we start sometimes because
this TV just went out. I don't know if that means anything. Okay.
I was like, I feel awkward when we start sometimes because for me, I would always be like, hi, and then I'd be like, how are you? Like, it's really awkward at first every single time, even though I was seeing her for like
did she
years.
Shut you down and be like, we're not talking about me, we're talking about you?
No, but one time I was like, I mean, I asked her how she was like multiple times, but one time I asked her how she was doing and she was like, well, she canceled the week before because it was a family emergency and then we had therapy and I was like, oh, how are you doing? And I didn't think about the week before and she was like, well, she started tearing up and she was like, wait, can I say this? It's like patient confidentiality.
No, I think you're fine.
Well, it's also, so you don't know, you haven't said who it is.
Like, no one knows who that is.
Yeah.
She's probably in her 40s. She's like kids and husband and everything. And they had rabbits. And I guess one of them had passed. And she was like, it was just really hard. Cause like the other one had to like deal with the other one dying. And it was just like, she like literally started like crying a little bit. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, it's okay. This isn't about me. And I was like, okay. And I don't know. I felt, and I told someone and they're like, she shouldn't be doing that. And I was like, well,
everyone's different. There's no right.
It's not like against the rules or like, I don't know.
You've been seeing them for, wait, aren't you like stopping therapy?
I stopped going. It was my New Year's resolution. Stopping therapy. No, because I've been going for so long and I just feel like I got to a point where like anything that was making me anxious or whatever, like, I already knew what she was going to say to, like, help me get to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just kind of like, I don't, and I also felt like I had nothing to talk about anymore. And every week I'd be like, ugh, therapy. And I was like, okay, now it feels like this now. I don't think I really need it right
and
now.
And you have the tools.
That's
I have
exactly
the tools.
My brain was saying. Yeah. Well, you have the tools now. So you
I can always go back.
That's what's good for you too, is like for me going to therapy, I can then, like, if you call me with like a problem, I'm like, I can be like, oh, what would my therapist say for how to think about this? And then you get that quality of like just hearing a professional thinker and a professional person helper just tell you, and then you sort of by nature absorb it. Like if you want to get better at anything, if you want to get better at basketball or skateboarding, and you go and are around people who are the best at it, you will just naturally get better. So like, I think it also not only helps you, but it helps you help other people, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so too. I love psychology. Like, I wish I could, like, I feel like I would do really well as a therapist.
Yeah.
Like, I really like knowing why people think the way they think and like why they do things they do. And I feel like I'm pretty like non-judgmental. I'm just kind of like,
you could do it.
I wonder what, like, yeah, what's at the, or if I'm feeling a certain way, I'm like, okay, but what's the real reason I'm feeling this way?
Carly does it. She's,
you could enroll.
She's like a video therapist, and it's just like her first session. She's like, you know what? I'm not feeling this. Sorry.
It's dark in my bed. I'm like,
so,
I'm drinking
coffee. Who are you? Which, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm just watching TikToks. Uh-huh.
You're doing your diamond art. It's like,
this is just helping me help
you.
This better be good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
and what do you think of this?
Oh, shit. I lost my ease. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. Because I'm always like, but therapists also go to therapy. So it's like, they don't. Also, I know a therapist and she's batshit crazy. So I'm like, that scares me, actually. Like, you're a therapist and you're acting this way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you know a therapist like our age?
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's not good. I was friends with a therapist. It's one of my parents' friends. Awesome lady. Really great. She is part of like a, I don't know, like a therapy firm. Like there's a bunch of other therapists who share their own practice. One of them was dying and didn't tell any of them that they were dying and then died. And then now she has to deal with all of her patients moving over to her side and also dealing with them with the
like explaining to
the
them
emotional
that you're,
coping
yeah,
that
their
therapist side. And she's also,
oh
as a therapist,
God.
Is in shock that like,
I feel like
you
told
also
us this.
Think, yeah. Oh, did I?
I think.
Good
influences? Well, I definitely heard it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You
I think I
me,
may
I think.
Have told you. But
okay.
I think that's just crazy. A therapist would hide that they were dying away from their other fellow therapists. And
like,
also
well,
to their patients.
And their colleagues, too. Imagine you're just like an engineer at Google, like, all right, guys, we're about to launch our new like Gmail extension.
Dude.
And then you just.
Like, you're supposed to be the sane one who's like aware of like how death is going to affect all of the people around you. You think that you would, I don't know, have it in you to.
I think it could be just like a different skill set, though. Like, you go, it's like a thing. You go to school, you learn about what to do, you learn the right things to say. Here's the process. Like,
I know.
Ask these questions, use these phrases. And then if you're just a piece of shit on the weekends, like, that's sorry, you know, and then you go back on Monday.
I just don't get it. Because I'm like, if you have all these tools and you're actively helping people, like, how are you acting this way? And you think it's okay. Like, I don't understand.
Does that person go to therapy? The one that you know?
I
the
think
therapist?
So. I think so, yeah.
And the therapist that I know goes and sees a therapist.
I did see, like, a tweet or something one time that was like, my only goal in life is to be my therapist's favorite client. And I genuinely think that I am, but I feel like everybody thinks that they are.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Everybody. I mean, I'm only on, like, session two.
But do you
feel
like, no, this, I'm his favorite. He's like, for me, he's like, I'll pay you to hang out with you for
a
minute.
Like, no, I'm always like, I think she thinks I'm funny, but I don't know.
I do. I try to get one laugh every time, and I do. I nail it. This woman thinks I'm fucking
just do
hilarious.
A tight 50.
But I just like throw in one like
you
what?
Log on, you have just like glasses and the fake nose, like
a bow tie with like flat like water.
Just the lamest form.
The mime in the background.
Yeah.
Like, it's the mime instead of
no. I get. Did you make your therapist laugh ever when you were doing it?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I don't know if she was really laughing. Maybe she just was like, "I'll pity." I don't know. I'm kind of jealous of people who have a parent that's a therapist.
I disagree.
I know
a girl who has two therapy parents.
That seems overboard.
Nightmare of a person.
Well, two is a lot. I feel like you need one and then the other to be like normal.
Usually it works great or it's like the complete opposite. And they hate it because they feel like their parents are so in their heads and always trying to like psychoanalyze them.
Yeah. I don't think that's even true. Like there's no way a therapist could Like, even mine, I saw for so long, and she would still get things wrong, like, that I was, like, thinking or doing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just think maybe I'm thinking that because I'm older now. Maybe when I was little, I wouldn't have want, like, a therapy parent, but...
If you were a therapist, what type of, like, patients would you want? Do you think you could, like, deal with, like younger kids? Oh, like,
no. I don't want... Well, like, I just don't like
teenagers or...
I don't like kids. I don't want to be around.
My teacher gave me homework, and I didn't like it, Ms. Colley.
Suck it up. That's what we all have to do, dumbass. No, I really like, I don't know. Maybe I just like gossip. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Maybe that's all it is. What's I just like tea? Hearing the tea. What's the tea this week, baby?
He said what?
I feel like I would, for some reason, love to do marital counseling.
Ooh.
I feel like I would do so well, and I don't know why.
Damn.
Yeah. Because yeah. I feel like I can tell when, like, people aren't communicating correctly. I'm like, I know exactly what's going on here. Like, we just need to, like...
like, but, like, a passive... like, imagine
okay,
me
but
and
you're
Matt.
Gaslighting her. You, yeah, she's right.
Like, me and Matt, like, imagine me and Matt, right? And, like, yes. I'm the wife. And do you hear how he's talking right now? This is what you do all the time. You see, do you understand what I'm saying?
You're just not listening
no,
to me.
No, but this is why we're here. Because you... She's yawning.
Oh, we have 5 minutes, so...
I don't know. That yeah. seems like my worst nightmare is just
I
dealing
would,
with
I
a
would love it.
Like a
maybe
toxic
not,
couple.
I also grew up with parents who didn't fight, so maybe that's why I'm like a little intrigued by it.
Oh,
like I like a lot of like bad TV, like people yelling at each other and stuff. And Nolan, he's always like, "That's who watches this shit." Like that's like traumatizing to people, and I'm like, I don't know. I just didn't grow up with it, so I feel like that's yeah. why.
You just like confrontation or watching it.
I don't like watching. I just like. Trying to help. I really do like trying to help people's like situations, truly.
Do you think if, I think it's so interesting, like people like Harry Styles have therapists and like the therapist will go to his concert.
Right. Oh, you think?
Well, I've seen him like, it's a special night tonight. My therapist is here.
That is crazy. Cause I would think that'd be like some weird breach of contract, yeah. but maybe not. Cause he's just Harry Styles, you know? Like, what if you're his therapist? You're like, well, fuck, I really like his music. I can't go to his concerts.
Oh, you have a concert this week? Yeah, yeah. Are there any more extra seats? Yeah. My daughter is a big fan.
We'll give you a free session.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, because my therapist was very like, I'm not allowed to like, or like, I will never look you up on the internet or anything.
Really?
Yeah. And so I'd always be curious if she'd like seen anything or whatever.
They're not allowed to?
I don't think technically.
Wait,
but like, you know, I'd be looking, not telling
you. Just
anybody.
Send them like Reddit like threads, be like, look at this. Can you believe what they're saying? This is what I'm dealing with.
Oh,
and
I definitely
so
like read her comments and stuff like that. And she's just like, these people just like they need therapists. Like she'd be like, I think they need to be in here with us. Yeah.
Do you think that's a conflict of interest for a therapist to go look up whatever it is you personally do?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's for her. She just wanted to know me for me. And
as
not
a
like,
blank slate.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like an ethics thing. That might just be a preference where she's like, I want to just know you as I know you here and not see how you present yourself in other ways.
Actually, I feel like my older therapist that I had did tell me she watched my Vine videos. I think I have this memory of her going, I've seen your stuff.
Like, oh, your Beyonce video.
I could see also people like asking a therapist, okay, what's like a better caption for this post? Is it like, should I do this or this?
Yeah. And
some people just may need help with like that.
Yeah. It's expensive. Yeah. If you want to spend $160 a session, go for it. That was another thing I kind of wanted to stop too, because I got to a point where I was like, I feel like I have nothing to talk about. And also I'm paying like almost $1,000 a month.
Yeah. That's
for it. And I pay like $600 a month or something for health insurance.
Insane.
And it's like, I could be getting a therapist through my health insurance now and it would be like $30 a session or something.
Yeah. That's
so that
I
was
do.
Like kind of weighing on me where I was like, this feels insane right now that
you're
I'm
just
like
draining it, but it's,
yeah, for, I mean, you know. And it's like, but I didn't want to change her, the therapist. So like, I've literally, she's been with me through so much that like, it would feel weird starting over with someone new. So I don't know if I'm sure I'll go back to therapy at some point. I don't know if I'll go back to her. I don't know if I'll like go somewhere in my network. I don't know. But
do your parents see therapists?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Mine neither do yours.
No, but I
feel like they come from a generation where they think by seeing like, oh, a shrink, something must be wrong with
you. Yeah, you're on the fritz.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of parents our age like should be in therapy.
I know.
Like, yeah, I feel like they would benefit from it.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
I agree. Yeah.
I almost feel like it's too late. Like, let's not open up the box because it's just going to be downhill from here.
I think even the later, like, the better, because I think that's when your anxiety kind of starts kicking in about, like, how much time you have left.
Maybe
like,
we should send them all to do ayahuasca. Just skip there and do ayahuasca.
Did you ever do ayahuasca?
I'm so interested, but I don't think I would ever do it.
I just don't want to go down to, like, the jungles of South America to go do it. I'm like, can we just do one, like, at a really nice resort
in Palm Springs
or some ice water nearby?
Yeah, they definitely do it in like San Diego and stuff, I think.
It's kind of like a full day thing, right?
It could be like a week, I think.
Or yeah, you can kind of do multiple nights
really
in a row of it.
Did
you ever watch Chelsea Handler do it? Yeah, that was one where I said...
She filmed herself doing it?
Yeah, she did. Well, it's a whole Netflix series called Chelsea Tries Everything, and so she goes and tries different things each episode, and she does ayahuasca. Big thing about like ayahuasca is apparently you almost see your life go back like in reverse, or these memories of your childhood, like it's all of these things that you've forgotten about.
The stories that come out of it are crazy, though. That's why I'm like, I want to experience that, but I don't know if I do.
But it could also like permanently alter your brain, like really. And it's like Neil Brennan talked about it. He did it a bunch of times, and he said he was like
raved about it.
But he also was saying like one time he came back from it and he was still tripping for like a week later, and he was like, I was on a date with a girl. And like I was on a first date at a coffee shop, and I just had to ignore the fact that next to her was like God trying to speak to me through a portal of the ninth dimension. And Tuesday at 9 a.m. and like the ayahuasca had left his body, but he did it so many times that like
it can
I just would want to do it before I have children, because there was also that one mom in Chelsea Handler's thing where she had like a 2-year-old at home, and when she was on it, she was having a bad trip because she felt like she was
like
she
guilty.
Felt so bad that she was far away from her child.
Yeah.
And like thinking of her child crying without her, and she couldn't be there in the moment with it. So that I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Annie Letterman, she's like one of my favorite comedians. She talks about it a lot on her podcast, and it's just like so interesting how it's like healed her in different ways. And
so many comedians who have been doing it.
Yes, I know. I think because a lot of comedians have traumatic past, and that's why they're comedians, because they're had to make someone laugh, or had to be the light in the room, or had to.
Good influences.
Like
we all did ayahuasca together.
Could you fucking
imagine? I would do it.
No,
I actually all for it. Yeah.
Shit in a bucket on camera.
Dude, you puke for like 8 hours when you do it.
I know, but I feel comfortable enough with you guys.
I know, but like, I don't want to puke for 8 hours.
It's not like you're not puking the whole time for 8 hours.
You're puking the bad juju out of your body.
Yeah, you're purging it.
Yeah, you're purging.
I don't know about all that.
That's how I feel when I just do weed. I'm like, oh God.
Go. All right, Carly.
All right.
That was
this
pretty
was
good.
Fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me in our studio.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Enjoy Omaha.
Oh my God, I so will.
Go
love
enjoy
the
College World Series. What team are we rooting for?
I don't even know who's playing. I don't know.
The Omaha.
The Hus.
No, it's a College World Series, so it's like the Texas Longhorns and the Kansas City, blah, blah,
blah.
Go
see the Longhorns. We win all the time.
Yeah, you do win all the time. I went to many of those games. So
all
good
right.
job.
Well, check out Carly on TikTok, her YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Facebook, you don't need to. LinkedIn, yeah.
LinkedIn.
Hire me.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Toodaloo, guys. Thank you.
Goodbye, hoot and a halfers.